20 games in, 18 to go, 10 away from home. What are you going to do? What do you want to do as manager to turn things around and improve the season?
Yeah, I think the first thing is try to clean our mind and start doing simple things, simple principle, like, okay, we have to at least the next couple games, obviously we need to defend better, to start doing more solid, more consistent, and increase little by little the confidence, no? When you are in a difficult situation, you have to do simple things and start doing simple steps. And after little by little, the confidence will increase.
When you came in, it's 6 months now, if I look back at 2017, you said you wanted a more attacking brand of football. Why do you think we haven't seen that, really, in long spells, attacking football?
I think in some games we played really well, but we couldn't score or convert these attacking patterns in more goals. But I think this is what's one of the main problems this period of time. And after, we had made a lot of mistakes defensively, individually, and as a collective, no? And it's part of our process, our transition, and now we are in a period of time that, okay, I think we had to bounce back a minimum in character, in personality, and after the other thing, the footballistic term, will come back.
Because, of course, everybody translates attacking as goals. And like you said, the goals haven't come when you've been attacking at times. So then you get criticised for not being positive enough or for being negative, or in England for being a continental manager who worries more about losing than trying to win games. What do you say to people that say that?
That football is attacking and defence. When you are talking about one way, everybody wants to win, and for example, in every single team that I was working in the past, I play in different way because I try to adapt of my player, no, my ideas. It's more or less is the middle point, what they can do and what I like to do. Because obviously my ideal is, okay, to try to keep the ball, to manage the ball, but sometimes the opponent is better than you. In this moment that you have to defend better. And you cannot think about to attack when you are defending. When you are defending, you have to defend. And when you're attacking, you have to attack. And okay, but I accept this because it's part of our life. Obviously, that I would like to make the people happy, but sometimes the reality is different.
And do you need to be more positive now as a team on the pitch, whether it's with selection, formation, substitutions or anything, because you need the points, because the second half of the season you need more points to stay away from trouble? Do you need to be more positive as a team?
Yes, for sure. We had to start doing in the training session right now. And we had to react, and hopefully now in this period, in January, hopefully we can change in our mentality and to show this on the pitch, no talking, in actions.
You inherited the Virgil van Dijk situation when you came into the job. It's hung around you for 6 months. It's been a distraction for you, undoubtedly, like it would be for any manager. Has it been a distraction for the team, or will the players think, oh, we've lost a really good player? You know, will it be a good thing or a bad thing?
Now we have to think about in positive way. I think will be a good news, a big impact if we reinvest this money in positive thing for the team. Now, you know, the team needs positive energy, positive people. And now we had to say thank you for Virgil, for his job. We had to be grateful with him for those moments, a good moment. And now we had to, okay, pick the money and try to reinvest in the club. And this is our job. And we, I think we got some target now to try to improve our squad. And hopefully will be positive for the team.
Yeah, you've got your wish list in place. You've told the board what you want.
Yes.
Okay. You don't want to share that with me, I suppose.
No, because we never know. Yeah. But at least I would like to bring a couple of targets.
How do you go about making sure Manchester United is better than Spurs?
Yes, always will depend on us. Spurs appear great, but I think we were really bad defensively. When you are bad defensively, they look better than they are. I think we had to come back, as I say at the beginning, to be stronger in defence, to play simple with the ball and try to give confidence to our offensive player, because okay, the other day I think we had to continue with the personality of the second half, at least to try to compete well and start little by little.
Obviously, Jose Mourinho is a bit frustrated by the success of Manchester City and recent results where they haven't won their last three games. Bristol City, Leicester and Burnley have all taken the game at some point to Manchester United. Can you take the game to United at Old Trafford? Can you challenge them defensively?
For sure, yes, for sure. I think we've got capacity to react and to compete well. Will be difficult, but I know that my players now are with energy and they want to bounce back from this moment. I think we have a nice opportunity.